Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Hey there, audience. This is Mama Mac, and this is Go Yard, along with my co-host, Dr. Angel Falzoni. How you doing tonight, Doctor?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am pumped and ready for this show. It's going to be a good one, I'll tell you.
Oh, I'm excited. You know what's been really exciting now that baseball season has started?
Yeah.
You see the advertisements with Go Yard,
Yard.
Hitting that home run. I love it.
And that's what we named this show about, hitting the home runs in life instead of striking out. And actually, my son came up with that, the one who's the announcer on the front of the show and on our commercials, my son Ryan up in Indiana, and he's the one who named it. So
pretty cool. I love it. It's really
cool. I like
it too.
I love it. Yeah. So this show is a life coaching show, Dr. Angel. It's all about helping people live better lives and not be so stressed.
Yes.
That's an important word tonight, isn't it?
It is an important word.
Because this is part two of thriving instead of just surviving, which
yes,
we started last week.
You know, and so many of us are just kind of going through life and we're just surviving that day by day, and we're feeling the weight and the stress of life. And life can just, even when everything's kind of just going okay, can be taxing.
It can be hard. I mean, because of the schedules we all keep and the events, you still with teenage boys at home, me with two full-time jobs and kids and grandkids. And there's just so much in all of our lives all the time. We're very busy people. That's kind of life the way it is for most people these days, it seems to me.
It is, and it's like, you know, it just can get overwhelming just trying to keep up with the day-to-day daily tasks,
right?
And so it can be very stressful and overwhelming, and we kind of just wake up every day in that survival mode. What
right.
do I need to do to get through today?
Right. And instead we should be thank God for a new day and let's go forward to today and make the best of it. And so we want to give some tips, some pointers tonight to go along with last week's show about how to thrive and not just survive.
Absolutely. That's what we want our audience to get to the point where they are thriving.
Yes.
And it's not that survival mode anymore, but
right.
they're on top of it. And even though that life still has its nuances and its day-to-day taxings, there are so many strategies that we can do that builds us up and makes us stronger.
Ooh, you got me all excited. Well, you got me all excited. I want to hear these. I mean, yeah. Hey, listen, last week we had several texts come in during the show. They were actually some serious stuff going on in some people's lives. And we want to remind people you can text during the show. We want you to. It comes straight to my phone right here. 727-888-4171 is our text number. Feel free to ask a question or comment, and we will be sure and talk about your situation, whatever, unless you say don't mention this. You know, that's fine, too. 727-888-4171. That's our new Google text number. You can leave a voicemail there also, by the way. And it's just good to have that number. We also invite you to go to our website, goyard2014.org. And we've got so many shows. We started this in September, didn't we?
Yes.
Can you believe this is April already? We've been on the air like several months already. It's just amazing. I don't know what, 7 or 8 months? It's just amazing.
I know, time has flown by.
And I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it, working with you. We get along great. We've known each other for a number of years, but we've never done a show until we started this one in September. So go to our website, dear ones, and listen to those. At the end of each month, our webmaster comes into the Tantalk website, which is tantalk1340.com, picks up all the shows from that month and puts them on our website, and then they stay there. So that's easy, just a click of the mouse, and you can listen to a show that will really help you. GoYard2014.org and Facebook.
Yes.
Check out Facebook.
Like us on Facebook. GoYard1340.
40, right. GoYard1340 on the Facebook. So, yeah, we want to hear from you. And we want you to be involved in the shows. Some people like to do that. Other people are a little hesitant. And that's why the texting is a good thing. But you can call in during the show. And Engineer Chris is sitting in there at the controls. And he will patch you through to us. 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. All right, we got all that taken care of. Dr. Angel, let's talk about stress. Ooh. How do you know if you are a victim of stress? What would you say to our audience? Maybe somebody goes, I don't know if I'm stressed or not. What are some symptoms?
Well, I think if we're living and breathing, we have stress going on in our worlds because our worlds are busy. I mean, this yeah. day and age, our culture, our worlds are so busy. So some of the things of stress is, you know, just there's the physical symptoms, you know, the headaches, the muscle tension, feeling tired, feeling back aches, stomach aches, those kinds of things, sleep problems. Ooh,
you're saying these are symptoms of stress, right? They're
absolutely.
Not just something's wrong with you physically. A lot of times maybe this is what's wrong with you physically,
well,
stress.
I want to back up because it can be a physical
sure.
thing. A lot
absolutely.
Of these are symptoms, but a lot of times it's also the symptoms of stress. So check with your doctor first and make sure that's all good.
Right.
And if physically you're fine, this could just be the taxing of stress on your body.
Absolutely. Stomach upsets. A lot of people have that kind of thing mm-hmm. going on, which is another symptom of stress, generally speaking.
Even if you're like the one who seems to keep catching every cold that comes around.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Because stress hurts our immune system,
right.
and it lowers our body's ability to fight off colds and infections. So if you seem to be getting sick more than you should, stress could be the culprit.
Right. So, all right. So you need to listen to the show and feel free to get involved. You can call in 727-441-3000. Stress affects our emotions too, doesn't it, doctor? Not just our physical body.
Well, you know, stress affects all systems of our body.
Okay.
So there's the physical, there's the emotional. It just affects every system of our body. So when we're talking about some of the emotional things, you know, those feelings of restlessness, like you just can't.
Antsy?
Very antsy.
Ants in
like
your
that.
Pants.
Thank you.
yeah.
Lack of motivation when
right.
you know you have a million things to do, but you're just like, yeah, I don't know where to start or even if I want to.
I see that in a lot of people, don't you? Or just that kind of a... Ugh, that depressed down.
Well, you know, and here's what happens. So
yeah.
when we lack motivation, we wait till the very last second to do what we have to absolutely do,
oh.
which puts us under more
stress. There you go.
So we're getting on these cycles that it just keep feeding itself.
And people do that because they really don't want to face whatever they need to do. Is that the problem, or is it too stressful for them to face? The laundry, let's say,
Could piles up,
you know, and then the kids don't have clean clothes and you go, you know, and you feel bad about it, but you don't feel like doing it.
It could be that, or it could just be that there's so much going on that you almost don't even know where to start. I know last week we gave the kid example when
yeah.
you know, the kids' rooms are, you know, were trashed and they couldn't even clean it because there was just so much mess. What do I pick up first? It gets overwhelming. In our
right.
own lives, that happens to us.
Exactly.
You know, we have so much going on. You could feel like you could work 24/7 for weeks and weeks straight and not even make a dent.
Right.
And so that's where that lack of motivation hits.
But some people, when they feel that overwhelming stress, let's say about their house or the condition of their house, instead of tackling it, they just don't do anything and it gets worse and worse and worse, correct?
And then they get more and more stressed.
And they get more stressed. So it's self-perpetuating mess.
Feeds itself,
yeah. And then
we have the procrastination, that ugly P word, that comes with lack of motivation.
Right.
And then we're under these guns to get, you know, certain deadlines met for work or for our kids or for whatever. And now we're really stressed because we don't have the energy. We're tired. And
right. And I know some of our audience out there are saying, that's me you're describing. So that's good that you've tuned in today. And those in our Tan Talk radio network and also Starcom Media Network, we're glad you're joining us today from wherever you are around the United States and around the world. Welcome to Go Yard. So we're talking about stress today, Dr. Angel. And does our behavior change sometimes then when we are under a lot of stress?
Oh, absolutely. And our behavior, where our emotions are not real stable. So we're more to like anger outbursts or
whoa.
Saying things we don't mean or really didn't want to say. And so we're more, people don't want to be around us sometimes when
right.
we're overstressed.
We can be kind of fussy.
Yeah.
Angry, fussy.
Our emotions can be kind of like a roller coaster. They don't know if we're going to hug them or bite them.
Ooh. And that's never good. I mean, I don't like to be around people like that. Do you? I mean,
no.
Seriously, you never know what's coming next. And so... You like walking on eggshells type thing.
Absolutely. And it can just be a condition of stress. Or sometimes we hermit in. You know, we withdraw from.
We hermit in.
Yeah, the infamous
woo,
hermit.
We hermit in. Okay, so to hermit in means.
We just kind of pull back from our supports and people around us and when we need them the most. So we kind of just withdraw.
Okay. And so if you have a good friend or a family member that's doing that, hermiting in, best thing to do is?
Just try and reach out. You know, let them know you're there. What can I do? You know, be that support for someone when they start to pull away. There's usually a reason people are pulling in. And a lot of times it's things are going on and they don't have the tools to handle it in a moment.
Stop by with a mocha latte, something or other.
Absolutely. And one of the big behavioral changes when people really feel overwhelmed with stress can also be substance use, alcohol, drugs, tobacco.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, those are key things that when people are overwhelmed.
Yeah, they seem to think, abusers of those things seem to think that that just makes them feel less agitated and less stressed, don't you think?
They do. And, you know, and the funny thing is, especially when we talk about tobacco, is actually if you go look at the science of it, it actually makes your body more stressed. It increases stress. And people think it's relieving stress.
So, hypes you up a little bit.
And you don't even have to be abusing it. Maybe you're just using it more.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't want people to think, well, I'm not abusing it, so this can't be me. No, maybe you just increased your consumption. Maybe instead of just having that weekend cocktail, it's Tuesday night and you're busting it out and
right.
because you're overwhelmed. And it's, why am I doing this? It's
right.
not so much the behavior is wrong. It's why am
Get
I?
At the why. Yeah, why do you feel the need to? Some people, 5 o'clock every day. You know, I've seen these little signs on people's patios. You know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I was going to say, Jimmy Buffett did a song.
5 o'clock somewhere, and they bring out the, you know, the wine or whatever it is at 5 o'clock because they need that by that time of day. And that's very prevalent in our culture these days, Doctor.
It was very prevalent. So if we're, you know, having those substances because we're feeling overwhelmed, then maybe we need a red light. That's a flag for
us. That's a flag.
Ooh, I'm a little overwhelmed, so.
Time to talk to somebody, time to get some help, and also time to get some rest. We're going to talk about sleep here in a minute, but rest is something that is not exactly sleep. You want to talk about that and how important that is when it comes to stress reduction?
Oh, rest is really important. That's kind of our downtime.
Yeah.
So we're resting.
Yeah.
You're awake. You know, it's just when we are not taking care of everything that's going on. It's when we kind of take those little timeouts. Rest can be taking a walk around the block.
Right. Exactly.
Rest might mean reading a couple chapters in your favorite book or looking at a magazine that you would enjoy looking at or knitting. I know I have a friend who
knitting.
Knits. That's therapeutic for her and she loves it. And that's her rest. It's
for
her
me,
downtime.
It's just going to the causeway or the beach and walking or sitting in my chair and taking a nap and watching the water. That to me is very restful. But everybody has their thing. But sadly, I think, Doctor, a lot of people don't have anything that they do to rest.
Well, and here's the deal. Because we're a lot of times, especially women, are very guilty of this because we're so used to meeting everyone else's needs
right.
first.
Sure.
That we put our needs at the bottom of our list.
Oh, yeah.
And
Typical.
Guess what? We never get to the bottom of our list. And so I tell people we can't give what we don't have.
Yeah.
So if we're not refueling and taking our times of rest and taking our times to recharge ourselves, we're draining and going on E and we can't help anybody else around
exactly.
us the way we need to.
Right. And so we've got to stay on top of these things and realize our need for rest. And of course, what you're talking about here is taking care of yourself.
Taking self-care. And, you know, it could be maybe just taking a longer shower or a luxurious bath or talking to a friend that you don't get to talk to very often. Those can be recharging things.
So if we don't take care of ourselves, who's going to? Is that the message that we need to give out this night? I mean, it's so important that we are self-aware.
We need to be self-aware. And, you know, we just had a text come in, and it was a really good point.
Go ahead.
Don't be afraid to ask for help for people who live with you or around you. You know, like you can ask your spouses, you know, hey, I have all this laundry to do. Maybe you can help me sort it or
Excellent.
Fold it or put it
yes.
away.
And yes.
Just ask because people can't read our minds.
That's a really a good point because we can tend to get angry because somebody doesn't see to do something, but husbands notoriously
True.
don't see it sometimes and ask. Yeah, that is a really good point. That's
right.
great.
It's a great comment because you just
thank
can't
you
assume.
For texting that in, dear caller. Yeah.
Yes, we can't assume that our partners or our kids or whoever lives with us knows what we need.
Right.
We need to use our words.
There we are again. We're back to using our words. I love that. Okay, so instead of just putting our own needs at the bottom of the list all the time, we've got, if we're going to tackle this area of stress and make some headway, we've got to start doing things differently, because the definition of insanity is
doing the same thing over again and expecting different results.
There you go. So let's try to do some new things. So if some of you listeners may want to grab a pen and a paper and write a couple things down as we go through this, because one thing we're going to talk about here, besides this rest, and you can figure out what's restful for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other suggestions? I mean, we gave them. One for me is playing golf, and I haven't done it lately, and it just helps me so much relax out on the golf course.
And I think it's just so individualized. It's whatever that thing is for you that just feels restful to you. And it could be a small hobby. It could be taking a short cat nap. It could be, like I said, talking to somebody that you don't get to talk to often, or a walk or something alone, or, right. I don't know, playing a game with your kids. It could be anything that to you. And what's restful for you may not be restful
exactly.
for me.
Right.
So there's no rules. You know,
no
Outback Steakhouse here. No rules, just right. It's what is restful to you.
Okay. All right. So find, it's you know, jot down some ideas, some things you could do different. I think you mentioned on last week's show, Doctor, that it's time to make a change, maybe like one thing new every week or
yes.
month or something. Set a goal for yourself. I'm going to try this, or I'm going to go here, or...
Absolutely. And last week, I think we ended the show, and I challenged our listeners
yes,
to
you did.
Make a small change this week.
Yes, you did.
You know, if we want large changes, we can start by making very small changes. And over a period of time, a lot of small changes start becoming
absolutely
big changes.
That's how it works.
But we can't look at the big change. That's overwhelming. And I don't want to be stressful while I'm trying to de-stress.
Right.
So a little change, a little here.
Well, and I know we're probably going to get to this, but I think it fits right here. For me personally, when my house or my workspace, my desk, all my files, when they are in like total chaos, which happened to me 2 days ago, where the files were stacked and I couldn't remember what needed to be done on this file and what needed to be done on that file, and it was extremely stressful. And
yes.
So I thought, okay, I am taking out whatever time it takes to make a list, a concrete list of what needs to be done in each file and order of priority.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, in 4 or 5 hours, I knocked every bit of that out.
Awesome.
But it was because I took the time to organize it. So you want to comment on that?
I love that. And it's taking that time. It's chunking it up into smaller parts.
Chunk, that's your word, isn't it?
That is my word. I live by
it. Chunk. She lives. Dr. Angel lives by chunking.
I do. I chunk, and that sounds kind of gross.
Yes.
But I do. And here's the deal. You were able to take that large period of time to organize your desk.
Yeah.
Now, I had a similar issue with my desk at my house, and it's in my dining room, so it's kind of become the dumping grounds of
yeah,
the family.
Yeah, it happens.
And so I did not have the 5 hours to put everything in the right file. So what I did was I made a nice little bucket that I put under the desk. Everything that goes in it needs to be filed in a file cabinet. And I made a place for everything.
Okay.
So that what I spent maybe was 30 minutes so that later I can go back and start working on files. But I had cleared the space so I could work on my project. So there's different ways we can handle it.
But doesn't it feel good when
yes.
your desk looks...
You can't work in a mess.
You cannot work in a mess.
Mm-mm.
I just to the point I had no place to even write anything. It was just this paper and that paper, and everything was urgent in my mind, you know?
Absolutely. So when it's kind of starting to declutter, and we are definitely going to, and we're going to just hit it now because
decluttering. Let's hit declutter right now before we go to the break, because I think this is, while we're on this topic right now, I think this is huge for people with stress.
Yes.
It has been with me. Okay, so I'm just telling you personally, when my house or my workspace is cluttered, I am more stressed.
We all are. And it's not even just the physical space. It's also our emotional lives can get cluttered.
Okay.
And we are hanging on to trying to meet the needs, or what is everybody thinking about what we're doing? And we're cluttering ourselves with all of this worry
yes.
about relationships or the drama that we really don't need to be in anyway.
Right.
And so our emotional lives can get cluttered. Our physical spaces can get cluttered. And we're just a hot mess.
Oh, we are. Our mother, my sisters and I, our mother taught us to clean house when we were very little. And she taught us to do it, Dr. Angel, by taking one room at a time, because she said that will help you have a sense of accomplishment. And I don't always stick to that exactly, but I tell you, I generally speaking do. And I do seem to get things done quicker.
You yes.
know, when I will take a room or a workspace or whatever, and just stay on that instead of getting sidetracked over here, over there, running out there. Oh, now I think I'll mow the yard. You know what I mean?
Well, because you're actually seeing some progress.
Right.
You're sticking with one area enough to see progress. And then it starts to let you feel a little less stress, and then you have more energy to tackle your next project.
Exactly. So it's a sense of accomplishment.
Absolutely, it's a sense of accomplishment. You know, I've been tackling a really big project on my outside of my house. I'm trying to paint mosaic bricks on the outside of my house, and it's been quite a task because it's very tedious painting work. And so I just been taking my every Saturday morning. I've been waking up at the crack of dawn and working on it 2 or 3 hours and chunking little bits of it off. And
wow,
you know, I'm getting there.
Wow,
I'm getting
cool.
there,
I'm
and
proud
it's really
of you.
Looking good.
I
but
bet.
It's been a long project, and it's a huge project.
Yeah.
And but you know, a little bit each time I go out there, I can see a little bit more progress and
there you go.
Hoping in a few more weeks it'll be finished. But you know, and we don't have to, just giving something a little bit of time can make a big difference.
And how about the people who are hoarders? Or that's a whole nother
that
psychological
is.
issue, but let's talk about the people who are clutterers. That's hard to say. Extreme clutterers. They have stacks of this, stacks of that. I'm a realtor. I go in homes all the time, and I see it everywhere. So often, you cannot even sit at the dining room table or the kitchen table to work with for a real estate contract because there's so much stuff stacked up and things that shouldn't even be on the table. I mean,
absolutely,
you know, all
yes.
kinds of stuff. Toys and whatever.
Yes. And so if we can just start taking one room, one area at a time and working on taking spring, you know, spring clean.
Right.
It's a really good time to do that.
It is.
And work on managing that one space or organizing papers or maybe just getting rid of like clothes that don't fit us anymore.
Exactly.
And taking rid of some of that clutter. We can donate. There's lots of great charities that could use the stuff that are just causing us stress.
Well, absolutely, because when we walk into a room or to your house and you just see stacks of stuff everywhere, dust accumulates,
yep.
and it just feels...
You don't
feels
enjoy
bad.
It, and you can't rest.
You can't rest.
Can't rest. It's hard to rest.
And if somebody out there is a hoarder, you need to get some help for that, because that is a serious issue. The TV show, I mean, that revealed a lot of things that...
Yes, and that's way bigger than the issue of
cluttering. That's way bigger than the... Yes, absolutely.
But we all have regular clutter, and it's a good thing to go through it and, you know, get rid of it. And
get rid of clothes that don't fit, all those things you said.
We don't need to keep up what's causing our stress anyway. And,
right.
you know, clean up our spaces will help us to feel more on top of our lives.
And less stressed.
And less stressed.
All right. And now it's time to go to a break, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Tell somebody about Go Yard. Give them a call.
And you're feeling rather weary of the mundane things that clutter up one's life. Grab your roller up to Bond Street, where royalty and Shakespeare make your day. Here's the thing to do. Spend a grand or two at Cartier.
Is it time to consider a new pool enclosure or a beautiful screen room for your family's enjoyment? Family-owned and operated, Boyle's Aluminum is the place to call for timely installation of all types of seamless guttering and screen enclosures. Boyle's Aluminum is A-rated on Angie's List and with the Better Business Bureau. Check out their website at boylesaluminum.com or call today for a free estimate at 727-504-9354. Mention this ad for a discount on your project. Boyle's Aluminum, treating you like family with honest and reliable service.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish.
Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
Engineer Chris comes up with great songs for our break, doesn't he, Doctor?
Yes, he does.
Yes, we appreciate that guy in there. All right, so let's imagine life without so much stress.
Well, this sounds like amazing, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be?
Yes.
And we want to include you, audience. We've already had a text. We will accept texts all through the show and anytime. Doesn't have to be just during the show. 727-888-4171. One more time, 727-888-4171. If you want to weigh in, you want to tell us what stresses you and ask for some help here from Dr. Falzone, the number to call in is 727-441-3000. Dr. Angel Falzone, our resident expert, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, an amazing mother of three teen boys, and also just full-time full-time therapist, and you've got a lot of people that work with you and what you do, and we don't talk much about that, but you are very, very busy, so it would be easy to have a life of stress.
Absolutely.
In your shoes.
Absolutely. And I know I'm no exception. We share this with, I'm sure, most of our listening audience feels
right.
A little overwhelmed with the stress that we have.
Exactly. And one of the things that helps decrease stress, which we're talking about tonight, all these different things, we just talked about rest, we just talked mm-hmm. about decluttering. So if you didn't hear that, you can go and listen to the show sometime after tomorrow evening. It'll be on the TAN Talk website. How about sleep? Let's talk about sleep, Doctor.
You know, we touched on this last week towards the end of the show, and I cannot stress enough how important sleep is for our bodies.
Okay.
It's the time that it reduces our body's stress, and it increases our ability to fight stress.
Okay.
So what happens is when we are feeling stressed, a lot of times we have a lot of anxiety and worry, which means we're not sleeping because our little brains have our little imaginary hamsters running around.
We've all been there where that's just going crazy in the middle of the night, or you wake up at 2 o'clock and you cannot sleep again.
So then you sleep less, and then you have less resistance to stress. So
yeah.
We have to stop that cycle.
Right.
That's like number one priority.
I think most of our audience can relate to times where you're awake 2 or 3 hours during the night or more. You know, just not every night, of course, but a lot. So,
absolutely. So we want to get the rest that our body needs. And some really great tips to help us declutter our mind is, you know, make those lists of whatever you're thinking of before bed, or the things you don't want to forget or that you need to do. If you're keeping a calendar, calendars are great. We have a family calendar that hangs on the wall. Everyone kind of puts their extra special schedules, work schedules, whatever, so that we all kind of know what's going on.
Right.
I have my phone calendar that's tied to my work calendar, mm-hmm. my purse. It's all tied together.
Right.
So that I don't have to sit and think about it all night. Oh, do I have that appointment tomorrow? Do I have that meeting tomorrow?
You know, that is such an important point, because when I take the time to write those things instead of relying on my brain, you know, just to remember it. Because I think, I'll remember that. But it is a de-stressor for me. If I will write it down, then I know it's taken care of. It's on a piece of paper. I'm going to find it.
You know what's really great?
Or it's in my phone. My phone's going to tell me.
It does. It was really great with our smartphones. They're so smart. I can set like 5 reminders for something that's
right.
so important that I don't want to forget.
Right.
So I could set a reminder a week before, the day before, an hour before.
I love it.
And I do. I'll set 4 or 5 reminders so I can let my brain let that go.
Yes. Yes. Audience, this is very important. If you're one of these that has sleep issues, listen up, because there's more to come here that we want to talk about. So, all right. So that's a great way to help us get better sleep is to write things down or
declutter
put it in your
brain.
Declutter your brain. Okay. So what about the person who goes to sleep and they get to sleep and 2 hours later they're awake worrying about, let's say, finances or a relationship or a child who is causing a lot of trouble or whatever. We could go on and on with examples. What about the person who wakes up worrying?
You know, that's a habit. Worrying can be a bad habit, and a lot of us are guilty of worrying about things. So we have to, maybe we need to talk to someone about it. Maybe we need to have a trusted friend or confidant that we can share our worries and struggles,
right,
and they can, you know, help us to get perspective. Because sometimes,
right,
we worry about things that we absolutely have no control over, you know, what somebody is thinking about this or, you know.
Yeah, or what somebody thinks about us or whatever, yeah.
True, and then the things that we worry about that we have control over, we can find people to help us manage that worry. If finances is a worry, then maybe we need to make a budget or maybe we need to make a financial plan. You know, that was my goal this year, and I've been working on a financial plan, and I don't seem to worry about the finances because now I know what I have, where I can spend it, where I can't. And so I know that, and it's conscious, and I keep a working journal every month. I update it for the month's goal.
So you're being deliberate and
you're being purposeful, yes,
and in your finances, let's,
yes,
say. And that's a great tip for our audience because a lot of people just fly, you know, day by day, you know, by the seat of their pants when it comes to their finances.
They do. And, you know, money was a big personal worry for me. And true story, when I went to buy my smartphone a couple of years ago, I literally got hives from having to make that large of a purchase. Like,
right,
I stressed about,
yeah,
this financial purchase so much that I had hives on my skin. And so I realized that's an area of worry for me, so I need to get control over that.
Right.
And so I took the steps to help myself get control.
And don't you think, doctor, a lot of times for finances, let's say, if you really boil it down and figure it out, you can do it, whatever the thing is. It's just that habit of worry. What if I can't? What if this happens? What if that, you know?
It's all this what if.
I know. What if is your enemy.
It is your enemy, and it's your enemy to sleep. It's your enemy to increase in your anxiety, increases your stress. And so we need to do the possible, and that's what we're looking at.
We need to do the what?
The possible.
The possible. What do you mean by that?
So what can I possibly do? So we're on the financial topic. So if finances is something that you're feeling worried about, what can I do? Well, I can control my spending. I can control how many times I go out to eat a week.
Sure.
I can control, you know, am I wasting money on all this entertainment, going out to the movies a lot? I can take that down and maybe rent Redbox movies with my kids, or maybe, you know, you go to less expensive places or cook more dinners at home.
Absolutely.
Clip coupons. You know, so those are the things I can control with my finances.
Right.
And so
it's a matter of being purposeful.
Yes.
And decisive. And this is what I'm going to do this week. And, you know, yeah, there you go. That helps. That's something that I think people wake up in the middle of the night and stress over.
True.
Finances.
And we stress over our kids and are they safe. So we,
yes,
can do,
oh, yes,
the possible with,
right,
even, you know, all of it. So we need to start taking back our power where we have our power.
You say that a lot, Dr. Angel Falzone, taking back your power. Do you want to explain that? Because maybe somebody out there does not know what Dr. Angel means by taking back your power.
Well, a lot of us, we give our power away because we just do. I don't know why we do it, but we do. We give other people the power. We give them the power over our choices or our feelings or what's going on in our world.
In other words, we allow ourselves to be greatly influenced by what they think about us.
All of it. And so we're giving our power away.
All right.
So we need to take our power back. And there are certain things we can control and there are certain things we can't. Life. We cannot control if there's going to be a major, you know, natural disaster in our area. It's outside our control. But we can control certain things. Like if we're worried about our kids' safety, maybe when our kids come home off the school bus, they call us and let us know they're home. We can, you know, have checks and put safety plans to help make our kids safe.
To manage
but
that.
But we will never be able to control if the school bus is in an accident or something like that. So
right,
we need to look at if what I'm worrying about, is this realistic? And what can I do in my power to help?
And don't you think it helps to bounce those things off of someone, a therapist or a friend or somebody you trust that can say, you know, that's crazy. Quit thinking about, you know.
Oh, you use the C word. I don't like that C word.
I'm sorry. Okay. That's
not realistic.
Not realistic. All right.
We'll
use that word.
And that's why we need to improve our social supports, which is one of the secrets to thriving,
mm-hmm,
is building our social supports because they can help us with perspective.
Right.
You know, sometimes we keep looking at situations and we get that tunnel vision.
Yes.
Well, someone else could be like, well, maybe this could help you not feel stressed about that. Or maybe,
right,
you could try this. And so we need those social supports. we need perspective.
We need perspective. And doctor, I think a lot of people that I've known through the years that have really had problems with worry and anxiety and fear are very inward. They're withdrawn. They don't talk about it much. You can see that they're nervous and anxious and worried a lot, but they don't, they just don't feel comfortable discussing it, you know?
Well, no.
What would you say to that listener out there?
It keeps growing. The more we have worry, the more we worry, the more it just keeps growing in the worry and the stress paradigm. So needing one of the things to help us to get rid of that is socializing with other people and building social support groups and having those people that we can trust in our lives that we can share our worries with,
right,
or maybe just having somebody that we can do things so we're not always thinking about our worries.
Right. Get your mind off of it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And so our social support network is like one of the top important. Sleep and social. Take care of yourself. Sleep and social support are really, really important.
Okay. Let's get over those one more time. Okay, so, taking good care of yourself, that means rest and doing things, getting out, doing different things, sleep.
Getting your rest, getting your
sleep.
Right,
what we just talked about.
Having practice healthy sleep habits and having those bedtimes and getting enough rest.
Right.
Getting good quality rest. And then building up our social supports.
Okay.
We don't live in an island. We weren't meant to live on an island. We're meant to be connected with people, and we need to connect.
And there's real benefit for you and for those who encounter you that when you have people in your life. And I know people that don't have people in their lives much at all.
I know a lot, too. And they're usually ones who have high levels of stress and anxiety.
I agree. That's why I said that. I really see that a lot in people.
Well, social connections is one of the antidotes. Because what happens is we have human connection. It alleviates our stress. And then it builds our resilience for future stress.
Okay.
So when I have social connections, I am actually stronger and can handle the stresses that are coming at me better.
And when you have social interaction, you know there's somebody in your life that you could text or call or say, hey, pray for me right now, or could you spare a few minutes to talk to me? Or you have that connection. Now, it takes effort to have social connections.
Yes.
At work or wherever in your life, in your family, wherever. That takes effort, and it takes putting yourself out there kind of on the edge to experience hurt sometimes.
Yeah, it makes you vulnerable when people
vulnerable,
don't like vulnerable.
That's the word.
But, you know, and it does take effort. It's purposeful. That's one of our big words.
Yeah, that's our big word.
You know, one of the things we started at work is we started a little book club, and we read one book a month of a fiction book. We rotate who gets to pick, but it is a social interaction for us. We come together, we discuss it, but we're eating lunch together. We're building relationship together, and
that's
building
great
connections. And that's just at work.
Right.
But I look forward to, and we all look forward to our meetings with our book club, because this is a relationship that I've been building for about 5 months. And so it's become a really nice thing.
That is cool.
When we have new employees come in, they're invited, and it's helping them to build their work network and support.
I love that idea. A book club idea. Yeah.
You know, so that's what we created at where we work, and it works great, and we love it.
And you can create that in your little neighborhood or...
Could be anything.
Little just, social group.
Yeah. So it can be things that you enjoy doing, which can double duty here, because we could be resting while we're building our social connections.
Right. Exactly. Right. Okay. Those are all good ideas. I like that. So you're saying social connections are really one of the major ways to reduce stress.
Right.
And I think a lot of people in our audience probably don't think of social connections that way.
They're like, I'm overwhelmed. I don't have any more time for anything else. What are you trying to tell me, to make time for people now?
Right. But in so doing,
making time for people is going to build our strength and our resilience.
Well, and it also gives you an ability to hear somebody else's opinion on whatever you're going through.
And what it's doing, it's feeding into you. You're feeding yourself. You're building yourself. You're feeding yourself. And so when we're feeding ourselves, we are taking those breaks, and we can give more when we are taking some things in for ourselves that actually build ourselves up.
Oh, that's really good.
So now I can come home from work, and instead of feeling absolutely dry, on the days we have our meetings, I feel very empowered and built
up. Wow, that's just a great idea.
And yes, it takes effort to take that chunk of time away from what I'm doing, and I have to plan to do it, but it's worth it in the end.
Right.
I have more energy to get through my work day, to come home and feel more energized.
Social interaction.
Very important.
All right. And with your family members, somebody that lives in your home, and some of your family that doesn't live in your home.
You know, one of the things that when the boys were little that I worked on to create was we called family night. And it was just a few hours. We put time together that we set carved this few hours every the same day of every week. And we did a family activity. If it was Uno or a board game or going outside and jumping on the trampoline together, we did it together as a family.
That's cool.
And that was building the family social connection.
Exactly. Yeah. And your boys are all very close to each other, which is cool. I know they don't always...
They don't always like each other.
They don't always. No, because they're teenagers. But, you know, I interact with them from time to time, and they like each other. I mean, yeah, they've got their differences, but they've grown... That connection between them is good.
They do have a connection between them. And I have a very tight connection with my boys, and that's important to me. And so, and that didn't happen on accident. That happened by creating those opportunities. And family night was something that was so paramount in helping us to build a family connection.
That's cool. All right. So a work connection, a family connection, a church connection.
Sure.
There's just clubs. There's so many things you can do. Golf. And there's so many things that you can get involved in. But again, it means putting yourself out there and taking a step perhaps that you haven't been willing to do in the past. But we're talking about reducing stress, and we're saying this works, social connections.
It does, and it's doing it different. And so we have to realize the way I'm doing it is not working.
Right.
If I'm overwhelmed, I'm stressed, I'm sick, I'm tired, I'm going through all this, it's not working. So
right.
We have to say, red light. What I'm doing is not working, and be willing to say, I'm going to try it different.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll work.
Okay, another way, years ago when I lived in Indiana, and we have some listeners up there, there's a park in the town where I lived, and it's exactly 1 mile around that park. Exactly. Okay? And it still is to this day a thing where people all over town come to that park to walk, and they come in little groups. Or they meet up at 5 a.m. I used to have a little walking group at 5 a.m. around that park, you know. Sometimes it was just me. Sometimes it was five of us, you know. But exercise. Isn't this important?
Yes.
Oh.
And that is
And you can
one
do
of the
two
secrets.
Things at once, the social and the exercise.
You can. And exercise is really important. We need to get our bodies moving.
Right.
Research is just overwhelming with the benefits of our physical body, you know, the connection between our physical body and our mind.
Right.
And so when we're exercising, we are building our whole bodies up physically.
Yeah.
We're building our immune systems up. We're building our emotional systems up. So exercising is important. And it's like the E cuss word, because nobody wants to hear the word exercise.
The E cuss word?
Nobody wants to hear exercise.
Okay.
It's effort.
But yeah, well, because it takes effort, you know, that's part of the E, you know, it takes effort to do it. It's not something that just happens. You gotta purposefully, there's our word again, get out there and go walk or ride your bike or whatever.
Right, but even just 10 or 15 minutes of taking a walk around the block or whatever makes a difference.
It does.
You don't have to be the guru and go to the gym for 2 hours every day, 7 days a week. If you just said, hey, you know what, I'm gonna walk around the block twice a week.
Right.
You're going to see a benefit to that. You know, my sister just started, she got a treadmill for Christmas, and she just started with 10 minutes a day, 10
right.
minutes a day. And she's like, I feel so much better. She does it in the morning.
Yeah.
And she's like, I get through my days. I feel stronger.
Right.
And it's 10 minutes.
When I take the time to go to the gym, which is just a block away from me, for 20 minutes at least, it makes all the difference in the rest of the day. I just have to do it. I have to make that time. I have to make the effort.
You have to make the effort. And it pays off, because you'll have more energy and you'll have more strength and you'll feel less stressed, because it's building up your body physically and emotionally. And
Absolutely.
That's what we need to do.
Oh, these are such good things. These are doable things, Dr. Angel. These are things that our audience can grab hold of and say, okay, I feel motivated to start this tomorrow. Whatever it
we can. And yeah, we need to start today, not tomorrow.
Okay, today.
But and they're all free. And I just want to point that out. Everything we're talking about to help us de-stress is free. It's not costing us anything.
Okay. How about taking time to watch comedy or something that's going to make you laugh? How important is laughing in people's de-stressing?
Laughter is so important. Smiling and laughter. Our brains are interconnected with our emotions and our facial features.
Okay.
And so when we are having more positive facial features, we're going to feel more positive emotions. And so laughter is
I love to laugh.
Key. I do too.
I mean, there's just always something funny. Just look down the street. I mean, whatever. There's go to the mall and watch people. I mean, there's always something to laugh about, really, if you can.
There is. And laughter is really a great remedy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people make fun of me because I am a little fan of all the really silly, stupid laugh comedy shows. I love them because they're just so lighthearted and
right,
it
me
makes
too.
Me laugh. And, you know, I work in such a serious industry that I just sometimes I just needed to be dumb and funny for me. And, you know,
dumb and funny.
I don't care. Mm-hmm. I have no shame. I love the Madea movies. I mean,
oh,
I have
I
no shame in what I like, you know, my laughter.
Right.
But it's important. And when I'm feeling overwhelmed, if I can put on some silly comedy and start laughing, I just instantly feel better.
Oh, absolutely.
So laughter is important.
And it's important to smile and have a good time when you're getting ready to turn. What are you getting ready to turn this weekend? I can't remember.
Oh.
Ooh, do you want your audience to know?
Yeah, I'm turning the big 40.
The big 40. Woo! Dr. Angel, I tell you, you have accomplished a lot in your lifetime with all your degrees and your PhD and all the stuff. And to just now be turning 40, that's just crazy wonderful. And you are so amazing. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, the way you continually, just day after day, help so many people. And now around the globe with this show. So happy birthday, Dr. Angel.
Thank you. And you know, it's funny too, as you talk about laughter. So when I was thinking about turning 40 and everyone's, you know, the black motif and,
yeah.
You know, to me, no, this is exciting. It's exciting.
No, it's.
It's a new, I'm walking into a new era. So I'm doing an 80s throwback and I'm telling you, I'm going to put pink stripes in my hair and dress
too
silly,
cool.
Funny, like in the 19, it just be silly and have fun.
I heard this morning on the Today Show that 60 is now middle age. And I was very happy to hear that. 60 is now middle age. Okay. Okay, so have fun in life.
Have fun.
Quit being so serious.
Yeah, you got to have some fun.
Got to have some fun.
Whatever that is, it's fun.
Okay.
Make fun.
All right. How about meditation?
Meditation and mindful prayer. Those are really important things to help us de-stress. And it helps our body to relax and it helps our mind to focus.
Right.
There's a whole science that comes out of Harvard on mindfulness,
right.
Which is a therapeutic base that we use often.
Do you want to define mindfulness?
So mindfulness is... It's focusing. It's brain training our brains to focus.
Okay.
And so it's shutting our brains down from all the chaos going around. And
right.
We can pray. It can be prayers and with our faith. It can be just not clearing our brains of all thoughts. But it's that getting our breathing down. And it's calming our body down. And actually can give your body more relaxed than sleep.
Yeah.
If we do it. And so they tell you if you practice just mindfulness where you're just clearing your mind and you're closing your eyes and
you're resting.
Are focusing your brain. You're retraining your brain and building its resilience. And it's amazing. It can help with trauma. It can help with depression and anxiety. A lot of mental health issues, but just healthy living.
That, to me, I can't say enough about that because being a pastor, I believe in prayer. I believe in getting in the Bible and quoting scripture. And I tell you, that helps me more than anything else. Or listening to praise music and listening to
sure.
music that just really it just gets me out of my own issues and focuses on God. So whatever it is for you, meditate. You
right,
know?
Because it gives us new perspective.
It does.
It releases emotions.
Mm-hmm.
It can help us develop compassion and forgiveness, but it's also retraining our brain, and that's
yep.
amazing. And if yep. you don't believe me, look it up. Harvard has amazing amount of information and research that comes out of just mindful prayer and meditation. It's really...
Boy. This is another very important way to de-stress.
Yes.
We've talked about so many last week and tonight. Now, we got to hit a couple more real quick. How about simplifying your schedule?
Simplify it. You know, hectic schedules create stress.
Yeah.
So think about, do we really need to be doing all these activities?
Right.
When my kids were little, I have three boys. Of course, they want to play sports. I limited my kids. You get to pick one sport a year.
Yeah.
Three of them, one sport a year. Because I couldn't. I'm one person. I can't be in three different
exactly.
games. And for us running around and being more stressed, it's not worth it.
Right.
That the advantage they were getting from the sport was being cut out because
of
mom was always so high, strong, and stressed. So just take it out. You know, simplify your schedule. Declutter your schedules. Take out those things that aren't necessary. We don't have to go to four birthday parties in a Saturday. Pick one.
How about just calming things like flying kites?
Yeah.
That is so restful. Just things that are not going to be agitating, you know, for kids and adults. I mean,
sure,
just things,
they don't have to be overstimulating.
Right,
be
you don't have to. That's what
simplify
I'm trying to say.
It, you know, learn simplify to say it. No. You know, right. Think about your commitments. Reduce the commitments. We don't have to volunteer to be on every committee. We just can't do it.
We can't do it.
We
okay.
shouldn't do it.
We
got to
get
so,
this last
simplify.
One in real
yes.
quick. Be early.
Be early, yes. Be early. Because
I love this one. Why is that important? And I can really tell you this is very important.
Well, being early distresses us because when we're late, we're always going to run into traffic.
Oh, gosh,
everything
yes.
goes wrong. You know, right. Murphy's Law. What can go wrong will go wrong. So if we just plan for contingencies, things are going to go wrong. Be early. It'll be okay.
I've got my watch that I wear, my watches. I've got them set up about 5 minutes, and I do that on purpose. I like to be on time to real estate appointments, et cetera. And I am less stressed when I have allowed enough time
Absolutely.
To get there. And then if there's a traffic jam, it's not a big deal.
And when living in Florida, there's always a traffic jam, especially this time of year when we have a lot of visitors from up north. And so just plan for contingencies. Things are going to go wrong.
Wow.
Don't make our schedule so tight that we can't have that. We need to have that. Spread appointments out to realistic times between it.
Right.
Declutter some of that thing. Reduce our distractions. Be early. Have fun. Be creative. These are great things
These
to help
are
us
all
de-stress.
Great. Get
Creativity,
some sleep. Get some
get
rest.
Some sleep. And, you know, I want to
wow.
get this last little thing I want to get in is take things one at a time.
There you go.
I think we start thinking of the millions of things going on, and then we're overwhelmed. And if we can just take things one at a time.
Excellent advice. This has been Go Yard again tonight. And we just are so grateful for all of our listening audience. We want to listen to you. Feel free to get a hold of us during the week, 727-888-4171. Leave a voicemail or a text, and it will be answered. Questions to Dr. Angel Falzoni, our resident expert here. And Dr. Angel, it's been a good week. And have a great birthday blast weekend, Miss 4-0. This is pretty darn exciting. And we're going to see our audience again next week because in the Tan Talk Network, we are on video at the same time, which is live streamed around the world. And so we hope to... see y'all next week. And Dr. Angel, parting word?
Well, I hope everyone takes one thing and puts into practice this week. Let's Woo! De-stress and thrive and not just survive.
Yes, and tune in next week for another great show. And tell your friends and neighbors about Go Yard with Mama Mac and Dr. Angel. It's been fun, as it always is, to talk about these important things.
Good night.
See you next week.